I did tell you that we have some interviews coming up. I have a guest already seated here. He's in the person of Physical. Physical, and we spelt it Physical, just like that. Good morning, my brother. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sister Doreen. I'm good.
Please, I'm not Sister Doreen. My name is Doreen.
Okay, Doreen, I'm fine.
Uh-huh. It's good to hear. Your name is what? Physical.
Yes, Physical.
And you spelt it like that, Physical. So F-Y-S-I-K-A-L.
Yes.
Right, so Physical. Yes. But what does your name mean? Because the spelling is different from the one we know.
So it means the same. I just choose to spell it that way. Like my stage name. I had a name from school.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why do you choose the name Physical? You could have chosen something else, a northern name since you're from the north. But you chose Physical.
Yes. It's simple and easy to pronounce and easy to get the meaning to.
That's just it. Yes. That's the reason for picking it. Yes. So there's no extra meaning, nothing to it.
Not really.
Man. People like it.
Yes.
They do.
Yes, they do.
If they like it, then we have to take it like that.
Yes. Very soon they will accept it.
What type of music do you do?
Physical is a versatile artist.
Okay.
I rap, sing and write my own songs.
Right.
So I'm into hip-hop.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the game for a while now.
Mm.
But my career became serious after I completed secondary school.
Okay.
I had time to put all my energy into my craft.
Mm.
Writing songs, rehearsing and learning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know, but you know, there's a personality attached to hip-hop artists.
Really?
You seem to be cool. You know, they have the very decent ones who come out looking all like, you know, and then they have those other ones too. When you see them, you see that's them. But you seem to be the cool type.
Okay, maybe when I'm on stage, I'm different.
When you're on stage, you're different. Yeah. Maybe everything is different about you when you're on there. Okay, but for now, dear, this one is... You said you're from the north.
Yes.
Which part?
My parents are from Tamale, but we were born and raised here in Tema.
Oh.
Yes.
So did you ever live in the north?
No.
Hey, do you speak any language from the north?
Yes, actually speak. They taught that over here.
They taught you as, but
we don't go there.
So you've never been there?
I went there 2016.
And since then?
Since then, I've never.
Oh, my brother. you should go there more often, because I mean, sometimes it's also good to start from. So that means you don't rap in your language then?
No.
Hey, bruh. So you rap in English,
Pidgin. And sometimes I blend it with one or two Agbani words.
If you go there, they will not spare you. They'll ask you why you're not coming home, but I mean, it's okay. But aside music, do you do any other thing?
Aside music, yeah, well, street and so I do pa pa pa.
What is the pa pa pa?
I'm on the street.
You're on the street?
Yeah.
Hey, what have you been doing on the street? I just want to
know. A lot is happening there. That's why I say papa. Pa.
Okay, if you say a lot is happening there. On the street there's a lot happening there. You see people selling. You see people sweeping. You see people cleaning. You see people walking around there. And so on. So which one do you do?
Okay.
I put Physical on the spot. He said he's on the street. Yes. So I just wanted to know what he does on the street.
Currently, I'm working with my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not always.
All right.
Sometimes go and assist him.
Okay.
At the office.
And you're able to make time for it?
Yes.
So you make money from that too?
Yes. That's what I'm currently using to support myself.
Hey, are your parents happy about it? Is your family comfortable and okay about you making money and investing it back into music?
I'm not sure all of them will be doing so, but I know what I'm after and what I'm into, so I must do that definitely.
Right. Okay. Since you live in Tema, is there any artist you look up to? Actually, you grew up in Tema.
Yes.
Is there any artist you look up to in Ghana? And Maybe why?
We used to look up to them, but as a bro, so now me, I don't look up to
but
anyone.
But there's somebody that definitely, you know, made you want to do music or made you feel the need to do music. I'm sure you have one like that, especially
yeah,
in Ghana.
There are a lot, there are a lot.
Mm.
When it comes to Tema, we have Sarko there. You see, we used to look up to them.
Mm. Ah, so right now, you know they look up to you. Okay.
I'm doing myself.
You're being yourself. Yeah. I mean, this generation, we are taught to actually be ourselves and not try to be like other people. So it makes sense. But at least there was some inspiration, a little bit from that side too.
Yes, definitely.
So I don't mind. So how many songs have you been able to put out so far?
I have a lot of songs.
Mm.
I even have EP.
Okay.
But currently, I'm having one single that I'm pushing.
Okay.
Which features Fancy Gadam.
Okay.
And that's the
so
main.
You went back to the north?
I didn't go there, but I just had a feature with him.
Okay.
But definitely, I'll go there maybe next month.
Next month.
Push the song because currently the song is big over there.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. So, and why you're promoting just the single on the EP?
The EP is there, but this is the single I've released and focusing on.
Okay. So how many songs do you have on the EP?
The EP is 5 songs.
5 songs.
Yes.
Okay. And one is with Fancy Gadam. I don't know if we have that song yet, but I'll definitely find out from DJ Bradash if we do. We'll also like to hear, since it's a big song in the north right
it's
now.
It's really good doing it.
It's just okay to have a listen to it. We have it, right? All right. So this is, what's the title of the song?
Manje.
Yes. Is that your language?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Manje is a Dagwani word. It simply means I don't like.
I don't like.
Mempe. Yes.
Mempe. Okay. I don't like. So this is Manje. That's Physical featuring Fancy Gadam. It's one of the songs that is doing so well up in the north. So let's take a listen to it. When we come back, there's more here on Daybreak Hits.
I can't feel no better.
Physically. Hey, man, I want dog, one dog. Manje, 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 manje. Him being a dabba, a dabba, him being a dabba, a dabba.
If you go do me long before you give me, I know they like him.
I know they like him.
Carry your thing, go where them get my cash. Say you they sell him.
Say you they sell him.
Woman where they roll with big boys for club, they know they wife him.
They know they wife
him. I pull off your icon, they play for speed. Kids, this go by town. Hola, hola. She won't play with my bola.
My bola.
Small girl, more hula, hula. I know they play with pan fula. Forget yourself.
Manje, 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 manje.
Right, so that's the song there. It's called Manje, and of course, this is Physical featuring Fancy Gadam, And yes, this song is doing so well up there in the north. And this morning, I have Physical here in the studios with me. This is actually of an EP that is currently out. The EP is titled what again?
Actually, this is a single.
This is a single. Yes, so the single. EP is separate on its own, and one. Then the, this yes. one is single.
Yes.
Hey, okay. Then the EP too, I'm sure then there's more on there yes. as well. Yes, okay, more. So have you shot a video for this one?
Yes, we are done shooting the video.
Okay.
And the director is working on it.
Okay.
So probably before ending, we'll get it.
Okay, so who produced the song?
So it was produced by Black Kiss.
Black Kiss.
It's really doing amazing. Okay. Shout out to Black Kiss.
Okay, Black Kiss.
Yes.
Mwah. But I mean, apart from Black Kiss, are there any notable producers you've worked with?
Yes, I work with Bev Moore, Fox Beat,
okay,
and Tubani Music.
All right, Tubani Music. Yes. Yeah, I've heard about them. Yes. Yeah, wow. And in all of this, I think most all these people were part of the production for the EP too.
Yes.
Okay.
They were joining us.
Okay, but why are you not promoting the EP?
Yeah, I want to use this one when I get to the limelight. I'll bring the EP.
But why
I feel
would
like
you
this project is very big to me.
This particular
project is very big to me.
Is there a reason? What's behind it? Is it with other songs, or this is just to plan on releasing singles until maybe something? What exactly is behind it?
Because I'm having a big artist on it, so I feel it's very big.
Okay, okay. To me. Actually,
definitely I'll get the numbers through him.
Okay, okay.
So I'll maintain it.
Okay, but the EP you don't have big artists on it.
No, I did it all
by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get it then. Then I think you should. So, what are you doing to promote the song?
So we are still tackling the promotion.
Mm.
Yes.
Is it expensive?
Not easy.
Nothing comes easy, yes. But usually you take it a day at a time, a step at a time,
yes.
And you just make sure you build the right relationships to be able to push it. So we did. But it's a beautiful song.
Okay, thank
you. It's a beautiful
you.
Song.
Thank
so keep you. Doing it and keep pushing it. So where can we get the song?
Manji is available on all streaming platforms. Just search for Physical. FYSIKAL.
Yeah.
On all digital platforms.
All right. And what are your social media handles?
Okay. Is the same Physical. FYSIKAL. Okay. On all social media platforms.
Have you checked to see there's nobody called Physical there? Or there are plenty there? Because if we go right now, we see plenty. Who, how do we know it's you?
I think my spelling, you definitely know I'm the one.
You're the one. Okay.
I don't think a lot are using that spelling.
Okay. All right. They will check you out. We'll check you out then. So for me, I can only wish you all the best. But is there anything you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, all I have to say is this: you keep on supporting. If you just heard the name Physical, please go and check out my handles.
Okay.
And you know I got what I'm talking about.
But before I let you go, I mean, elections are coming up. I'm sure you've also been following everything that is happening in Ghana today. All the protests, the demonstrations here and there and all that. What is your message to Ghanaians?
We are hoping for a peaceful election. And those out there protesting, they should do it peacefully. They shouldn't go behind boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think everything will be
okay. Everything will be fine. We'll all be fine. Right. Thank you for your message this morning. And thank you for coming through and blessing us with your new project. We wish you all the best. Keep pushing it. Keep promoting it. And I believe when it's big, please bring the EP. Let's all promote it together.
Okay, I will do. I really appreciate it. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you
to DJ Bidash. Shout out to Jordan, Kofi Switch, DJ Vanilla.
Okay.
Gajisberg is doing the listening or show. To all the boys out there, Bichili Janshin boys number one. Keep supporting Physical. I really appreciate
right.
Ebefa. Kereesu. Give me the rap Physical.
Thank you so much, Physical, and have a good weekend.
Same to you.
All right, it's still Daybreak It's here on Hits 103.9 FM. I have a guest who also come in very soon, so just stay on.
Hey, man, one dog. Manje. Himbi mo adaba, adaba. Himbi mo adaba, adaba. Himbi mo adaba,
you give me, I know they like am.
I know they like am.
Carry your thing, go where them get my cash, say you the sell am.
Say you the sell am.
Woman where they roll with big boys for club, them know they wife am.
They know they wife am.
I pull off your icon, they play for speed, kid, this go by town. Hola, hola, she won't play with my bola.
My bola.
Small girl, more hula, hula. I know they play with fan fula, forget yourself.
Manje, 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 manje.
Get way more chances to play with Betway. Every week, you have the choice to pick your prize from free flights to free spins. Also, you can make the perfect play. Plus, you also stand a chance to choose your own prize from vouchers to electronics or the grand prize of an airline ticket. All of this exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Ghana Fway!
Franco!
Esa the electrical appliances for Frabe Joshua! Washing machines!
Agent woman in Yopo!
CCTV cameras!
And need a hot clay!
I be you know that. Seba mobile phones, this is iPhones, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung, any the Kikahu, anyone says you see na. Franco! In Albania, the air papa, ni water from say, Tim Franco air conditioners, every 1.5, adequacy 2.5 horsepower, Samsung of Franco TV, every 32, adequacy 85 inches. Franco, SSO, tabletop, double decker, any chest freezers, and change in a mahuadin kwa. Shisha Franco, kwabata be a benwo, name of head office, a wada. Braka. One in Rocks the Cinema and the Enemy. Friend 0246-422-338 in a 055-5939-311. Franco Electrical Appliances Papa.
Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. At Heritage Christian University, you're assured of quality education. Accredited by GTEC and affiliated to KNUSC and UCC, we offer programs like Bachelor of Business Administration, Community Development and Theology, Theology and Ministry, Psychology, Nursing, Information Technology, Information Security, and Business Information Technology. Professional programs like ICA, CIMG, CIHRM, ABE. We also offer short courses on media and IT. What makes Heritage stand out is our experienced and scholar practitioner faculty, entrepreneurial training with financial support, ultra-modern facilities, and hostels. Qualifications for entry is WASI or SSC or GBCE, HND or Diploma Top-Up. Mature 25 years and above, Heritage is located at Amasaman behind the Olympic Stadium. Contact us on 054-777-7731 or 020-229-8399 or www.hcuc.edu.ga. Heritage Christian University College, educating compassionate entrepreneur leaders.
Want more money, more moolah, more kudi, more sika, or more lajan?
Yes.
Then win more moolah with 30 Ghana Cedis free credits when you play Game Park's Pick 1 and Pick 4 games for the first time.
How?
Just dial *946# hash, get your first bet and win on us with a 30 Ghana Cedi welcome bonus.
Oh yes, it's all about the moolah.
Win more moolah with Game Park today. Go to gameparkgames.com for more information. Game Park is licensed by the NLA. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under 18 years.
This is James. Leave a message.
James, the game's about to start and everybody's here. Salah's got the meat going, Erling's got the cold ones, Saka's chilling. Where are you, man?
All your best football friends are waiting for you to join them for the Premier League. From 10 August to 10 November, you can get GoTV Super Plus now for the discounted price of 265 CDs to enjoy all 380 games of the Premier League live. Don't wait. Upgrade today. GoTV. Love it. T's and C's apply.
The Jet A family, in collaboration with Club 161, presents the Dr. Pounce All-White Party with the stars. It's on Saturday, 2nd November 2024, happening live inside Club 161 at Cape Coast Stadium. Yo, you're repainting Cape Coast in your white. And SN national spenders are pulling up. I say, bon listen, baby, you did do what time. Dr. Paul's all-white party with the stars. Iyegwe party featuring Esika for Wagan and Nina. The ladies are about to show the big boss lady things. Tickets in a Dafomo, 100 cities a pair, and 200 Ghana cities VIP. Yeah, Dr. Paul's all-white party with the stars. Fully come connect with the stars. Saturday, 2nd November, 2024 at Club 161, inside Cape Coast Stadium. Sponsors, Agassi Homes, Westport Petroleum Limited, Ike City Hotel, Media Partners, Hit FM, Adom FM, Joy FM, GH Hyper, Kokonsa.com, Zion Felix, and Sammy K Media. Dr. Pound's all-white party with the stars.
It's a great time for Ghanaian women. The nation builder John Mahama and Professor Jane Nana Opoku Ajiman will establish the first ever Women's Development Bank in Ghana. A special bank run by women, only women, to serve only women. Yes, the Women's Development Bank will support women's businesses by offering loans at a very low interest rate and on very flexible terms to empower women throughout Ghana. From hairdressers, market women, female graduates who want to go into business, online businesses owned by women, traders, dressmakers, caterers, food vendors, street hawkers, women in the corporate world, women in agribusiness, to other women-led and women-owned businesses in all fields. No one will be left out. With Mahama and Nana Jane at the helm, Ghanaian women shall surely rise. Vote for change. Vote for John Mahama and the NDC.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Time to get out of bed. Time to put on the radio. Oh, you've already put it on. You're waking up with...
His name is Jojo Emmanuel Lawson. I will call him a man of God, but I'm sure he has many titles to his name. And once he's joined me this morning on Daybreak Hits, I believe that we can have that conversation. But before that, I'll tell you that Jojo is also a gospel musician. He does a lot of philanthropic works around the world. He helps the needy. He does so much that sometimes I wonder where he gets all that energy. And I mean, just to do all that for people. Well, this morning he's here, so I believe that I can ask those questions as well. Good morning, Jojo.
Good morning,
Doreen. How are you doing?
Brilliant. Very, very well. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Usually come Ghana, go, Ghana, yeah. go. But this time, yeah. I think every station has literally pinned you down this time. Because you've been on Joy, you've been on Adom, GH. I mean, quite a number of media platforms. So it was just okay to have you. I know when you're done here, there are a lot more that you definitely be on.
Yeah.
But I would like to say congratulations to you, because I think that you're doing so much.
We thank God.
So much. Mm. I mean, we know gospel music, people do it, but the other part that you have added to it is what is quite beautiful about it. But first and foremost, being a gospel musician, how are you able to do music and still make time to travel around the world to do a lot of these works in these other countries?
Well, it's first and foremost, it's a great blessing. And one thing I always like to say at the beginning, you probably would know, God takes all the glory, and Christ alone is exalted. All I do this, every time I do this, I do it for the love of the cross. I don't know it all during, I'm only trying. Trying with the guns to say with a few that I know, with a little that I know.
Yeah.
But my inspiration comes from Matthew 28.
Right.
It talks about the Great Commission, go around the world and be disciples and be a blessing. And also Acts chapter 1, it says, you shall receive power, verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witness in Judea, in Samaria, and onto the outermost part of the earth.
Right.
Judea, Samaria could be Ghana and Nigeria, but to the outermost part of the earth is Asia and Brazil and these kind of places where I go. And I think the gospel is bigger and greater than our little communities. There are many, many souls that are really perishing in different parts of the world, and it's important to reach and touch them as well.
I see you go to the Philippines a lot. I mean, what drew you there? I mean, why is the focus more on that side, even though you go to other countries? But I see you go to that side more often. What's going on there?
There's something I say in my book. Wherever you are received, you must always pay attention to that community. It's important to go where you're received more. And in the Philippines, they receive me a lot more. And They draw a lot from me, and I have to always change my flight.
Okay.
And Philippines has 7,200 islands.
Right.
So, for instance, to travel from Accra to Tema, you need to go by boat. So I would go and have a crusade and minister in somewhere like Tema, and then the people in Accra will hear. And they're like, oh, please come to my town. But maybe my initial focus was probably a local town, and by the time I hear, I would then be traveling from different places. And because it's a vast country with 7,200 islands or possibly more, there's so many grounds to capture. And of course, not many black people would go out there to do crusade. There are certain places I would go, they would literally come and hold me and say they've never seen a black man before. So I go into some of the very dangerous places, and places where even preachers don't go. Some places don't have electricity. Some places you have child slavery, where people come with guns and they capture children and trade them in Australia and in America. So these are places where you don't have Wi-Fi, you don't even have phone signal. And I would sleep in places where there's big mosquitoes. Basically, you're sleeping on the beach, you know, and these are the places where there's no YouTube. So it's the kind of place that they draw a lot from me. And I enjoy the adventure. I enjoy the opportunity to touch many lives humbly.
Can you tell our listeners that the places you're talking about are not places in Ghana, but they are places like, you know, where people would want to jackpa and go.
So some of the places are Calibo, Aklan, Capiz, so Bonavista. So this Iloilo. So for instance, living in England, I'll fly from London to Qatar. That's about 8 hours, and spend maybe 6 hours transit or 7 hours. In some cases, 9 hours transit in Qatar due to the plane schedule. And then fly from Qatar to Philippines, which will be 9 hours as well. And then when I get into Philippines, I'll spend maybe another 6 hours in the airport, Manila. Then I'll fly again from Manila to Iloilo, which is another town. And when I get there, then I'll do another road trip, which is probably like 2-3 hours to get to my location, and then do a boat ride.
Wow. And all of this is, I mean, should I say, for the love of mankind, yes, and also preaching the word of God to all these people.
Yes.
And as you said, it looks like they are always ready for you when
yes.
you go there.
Yes, they literally are. So this year I've spent nearly 3 to 4 months in Philippines, and none of my family members have ever been. Most of my friends have never been. And I'm there alone, and I'm there in like this particular one. I was in a little cubicle. I struggled with food, you know. In the midnight, I'll need to find food. There were times, what I did was I wrote like a sheet, and then I was actually counting down to when I come to normal, civilized world. You know, I was looking forward to coming back to London because life was getting too hard. It was mentally getting into my head. It was like you're in prison because you don't eat. I don't eat the normal jollof rice I want. I'm eating the wrong food. Basically, I'm in a cave, and then I'll go and preach and come back. So it was really, really tough. Not all of them speak English. They speak a Longo language. Mm-hmm. Some people speak English, but it is very difficult. It is 8 hours ahead of England, and of course it will be 10 hours ahead of Ghana. So, for instance, if I need to call my friends in Ghana, I probably have to be midnight, call them like maybe 5 a.m. to be 7 p.m. So psychologically, you're already messed up. For instance, on a Sunday, somebody said, let's talk on a Sunday afternoon. Maybe you close from church in Accra in England. I would have to call you my time, like 9 or 10 p.m. And it's hard, and you can't bear it. And it's really, really difficult. The souls are also drawing from you. They want you to pray for them all the time. They want you to sing. You're tired, you're dehydrated, and it's very dangerous. They're very prone to terrible weather conditions. Anybody from Philippines listening, or anybody who's been, will tell me or will tell us, when there is a major weather problem, everybody gets text messages on their phone. Right. So we'll all be here. Your phone go beep, 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 beep. Alert, alert, alert. So nobody goes outside because it's terrible, it's horrendous, very dangerous. And I had an experience. I went to another island to preach. On the way back, we were stuck on the boat, and they said the weather was pretty bad. We can't move on the boat. This is just about 2 months ago.
Wow.
So we sat on the boat, and there was about 40 people on the boat, and everybody was scared. During for 2 hours, everybody was quiet. I looked around, nobody would talk, nobody would say anything. I was like, why isn't everybody talking? We were just still
on the boat
because
on water
but we didn't move, and everybody was quiet. And of course there's no Wi-Fi, there's no internet, so
you can't even call anybody.
But another boat went ahead of us, and when they went, they were struck by lightning and somebody died. So over there, it's even the weather can be dangerous, so many things. But to be able to come back to normal life is a blessing for me, not just preaching. And then of course, I would go to the mountains and hold crusades in the mountains for little kids. They'll come with little scooters, motorcycles, and preach to them. I held a powerful worship session in one of the most dangerous prisons there, you know, for about 300 inmates.
Right.
And I'm sure I'm the first black man, actually the first black man to go into that prison to hold a worship program. I also went to one of the most top sniper military camp, like we will call it in Ghana, Bema Camp, maybe BNI. I went to hold another major musical concert there. They call the Hunter 65 camp. So I did that. I did about three camps. I went to another top elite military camp in the mountains, and they deal with drug lords, you know. So if you watch a lot of Asian movies, you see these boats, they capture people with drug lords.
Yes.
So this top sniper team, they have a camp, and I did a crusade there, and a lot of them gave their life to Christ.
Wow.
I remember on one particular occasion, this young lady was filming me as I was preaching and singing. Yeah. And she's a top sniper. She's a cadet and or sergeant or something like that. So one of my people asked her, "Why are you filming?"
Yeah.
And she said, "I've been so blessed by JoJo's message.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to go to the fields. And I need to keep listening to the preaching and the music."
Wow.
So that's why she was filming. So there's so many stories like that that are very humbling. People, some of these military guys, they will never come back alive because they capture them. Those places are pretty dangerous. I did a journey to another place where I was picked up at 4 a.m. And I asked her,
picked up?
Yes. So I was picked up by a military van because we're going to a dangerous place where they said, if we go at 7 o'clock, they are... There's drug lords on the way.
Yeah.
And number one, they'll capture me and kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because I'm black. Mm. Number two, because I'm British. All they need to do is phone the British government and use me as a ransom. Mm. Because it will be a good barter trade for some money. And number three, I'm a Christian.
Oh.
So I fall within three major categories for trade.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed to take me at 4 a.m., journey like 100 miles per hour on the, let's say, at the Achimota Road, speed, because I need to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the like 7, and I'll hold the crusade all day. And when we finished, they said we should eat. I was like, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the other journey back as well. Wow. So there's so many stories like that I've had to do and hold concerts, musical concerts with my own songs and let people be blessed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like, I'm just listening to you and I'm one. You're also an author, right?
Yes, I am.
And
by God's grace.
Have you been able to put all of this in, like, in a book?
Interestingly, the book has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with missionary work. It has nothing to do with all the things that I do, but it's undergirded by that. And it's a book that I'm yet to launch in Ghana. The title of the book is Time.
Time.
Reasons being that we don't have enough time. John chapter 9 verse 4, it says, whilst it is day, I must do the work of the one who sent me, for a time is coming when nobody can work.
Right.
I wrote this book by the grace of God because everything is built on time, Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this radio show because of time.
Yep.
We catch our flight to England or to America because of time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to London. Trains move by time.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers and fathers who are listening in Ghana right now, we cook with time.
Mm-hmm.
When a body dies, it decays by time.
Yeah.
All the materials around us is incubated and formed with time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the things that we least value.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll give the money to you next week.
Don't give it
back. But they don't give it on time. You know you can't give the money. Just tell the person, bro, I'll give it to you.
They won't tell you.
They won't tell you. And all these things are built on time, but yet we devalue time. Mm. For instance, in Ghana, one of the sad things that we have is people don't turn up on time.
Yeah.
We have a problem with time, but we also don't realize that we're losing time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what is happening in Ukraine. Look at what's happening in Russia. Look at all these things. So I wrote this book. For instance, one thing I'll say quickly in the book is, time never look backwards.
Yeah.
So don't waste your time looking backwards.
Mm.
A lot of us spend our time looking backwards. Oh, when I used to be this. Oh, when I used to be that. How about tomorrow? Yeah. How about next year? And I always say, time, hands over to time. Seconds to minutes. Mm. Minutes to hours. Hours to days. Days to months. Months to years.
Yeah.
So always hand over your time to the people that matter.
Right.
For instance, you, Dory, matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I give you my time.
Yeah.
Not because you're famous, not because you do radio, but it's because you matter because of what you carry.
Right.
So you can go somewhere when they don't value you. In marketing, they call something value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Value is so important. If somebody don't value you, please do not give them your time.
Yep. And that's the message from Jojo Emmanuel Lawson. You are actually on social media, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, so you're on social media. Can you give us your handles? Because I believe that this is something a lot more people definitely want to hear some of these stories and also want to share these with you as well, knowing that you're an author, you're a musician, you're a philanthropic. Like, you're just so many titles, and I believe you have so much to share. Unfortunately, time will not permit us to do more, but it's time. We had to mention time again. Mm-hmm. But on social media, how do we find you?
Yeah. So thank you so much, Irene, once again. So the name is Jojo Emmanuel Lawson. So J-O-J-O and then Emmanuel with an I and then dash Lawson.
Lawson.
On Instagram, on Facebook. The same name, Jojo Emmanuel with an I and then dash Lawson. And then YouTube as well, you can find all the music videos and stuff. So Jojo again, Emmanuel with an I dash Lawson. And then on the other side, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes and all the like. But the place to find the whole picture, like you said, I do so many things, is my website, www.jojoemmanuellawson.com.
All right. So you heard him, follow him, ask him all the questions you want to ask. I wish we could go on and on because I know Jojo has a lot to share, but time will not permit us. But at the right time, I believe we'll sit down and have more conversations and, you know, upload these things on YouTube and all that so people can have a feel of how the world is, especially sitting in Ghana and thinking that things are not going well for you. Go and check other countries. It's even worse. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And please, when you come to Ghana, come back here again.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
Right. His name is Jojo Emmanuel Lawson. Just find him on social media and also stream his music. Go on YouTube. You also find him there as well with his music videos. It's still Daybreak ATC on Hits 103.9 FM. My name is Doreen Avio. girl. She see how Robert is dancing here. He's a dancer anyway. Now guess what is back bigger and better? And boasting of the best food, drink vendors, DJ, musicians for two unforgettable days. Activities, world-class music performances, local and continental foods, a variety of drinks, fun activities like celebrity cooking competition, fashion show, FIFA competition, video games, arts installations, photo booth. We also have cultural exhibitions, kids play area, and many more. This one, dear, as you can see, dear, it is a serious show coming up, and I don't want you to miss out on it. It's going down at Good Park, Accra Mall on the 26th and 27th of October 2024 from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. each day. And tickets, obviously, you have to buy your tickets now on all networks by dialing *714*500# or buy physical tickets at Airport Shell, Pinkberry Shop, Star Bites Restaurants, Frankie's Osule Must, Accra Mall, Nalem Clothing, Accra Mall, Talenden TV, Tea, that's Garden in Laboni, Talenden, yes, Tea Garden in Laboni, Pizza Man, Chicken Man, and for more information, visit www.eatdrinkmusicfestival.com or call them on 0550-188888. Okay, so it's Talandi, just like Roberts has just corrected. Talandi. Hey, they are bro from Mustalo. Talandi. Yes, Robert. Yes, you are. Don't forget Eat Drink Music Festival 2024. Make sure you're there. Yes, 26th and 27th of October at Good Park Grand Mall. Crown Mall, so make sure you are there. Let's all have a good time. This time, dear, the food there, we'll all go and eat and we'll do the best we can to make the day a memorable one. It's still Daybreak, it's here on Hits 103.9 FM, and I'm just looking at some three great personalities. I say, two guys and a lady. I'm happy there's a lady, because if there was no lady, like today, something could happen for you. And they are seated here. They are actually the winners of Dance Sport League Team Hubs. Is it Hubs?
Hubs.
Nice to meet me, free. Me free me, Brony. Me, Brony Hubs. Yeah, ain't it? Because this is like you spell Hubs. What's Hubs? Hubs. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the studios of Hits FM. Yes, and before I start the conversation, I think last week Robert was here and we spoke about the
Dance Sport League.
Yes, of course. And when we spoke about it, it happened on Saturday. I was not there, but someone close to me was there. Mm-hmm. And he told me, oh, Robert and his team were doing stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. I missed out on it because I was everywhere. There were a lot happening, but I'm happy in all. How many teams were there again?
There were quite a number of teams, but those who participated in the competition itself eventually was there were six.
Okay.
It started with huge numbers, I think about 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually started coming down. And So
mm-hmm.
as an X number of people couldn't meet the criteria, so yeah. to say, some had challenges and all of that. So the people who actually did the actual participation on the night,
mm-hmm.
that's six of them. And after round one, they had the initial presentation, and then the second one, they had to ballot to find their opponents for the various fixtures.
Yeah.
And then you'd knock each person out, and so they qualified to the finals, and then eventually they came out number one.
Right, and they're here. Let me start. Ladies first. What's your name, madam?
Howard Victoria, and my stage name is Big Girl Vix. I'm a current breaker.
You did break. Okay. And then you are?
I'm Hubert.
Hubert.
I'm dancer and choreographer.
So it's you. Okay, Hubert. And you are what again?
I'm the dancer and the choreographer and founder and leader of Team Hubes.
Okay. And you are?
Oh, my name is Eben. My stage name is Pocket.
Wow. Welcome to my studio once again.
Thank you.
I'd like to find out from you. Why should one involve in dance? Should I start with the leader of the group?
Sure.
Okay, let me start with you. Hubes. Hubes, yes. It's not abs, heels.
Well, I think dance is a good thing to experience in life, and I think it's also something that helps others to express themselves. It helps you to tell the world what you want to do, who you are. It helps you to explore. So I think dancing is a good thing, and it also serves as exercise to some people. So I think dance is not a bad thing at all to get yourself involved in.
All right. I was going to ask whether I can dance to lose weight. But I think you've actually added. But I'd like to find out from you, how was the experience like?
Okay. Dancing is not easy. I try my possible best to learn dancing because it's my passion to dance.
Okay.
I dance to inspire people.
Okay. And how was the experience last Saturday? I mean, looking at the people you were competing against last Saturday, what was going through your mind and all that?
I was like, can we win this competition?
Mm-hmm.
But God willing, won.
Oh, you won it. But okay, I'd like to find out from both of you the experience as well. How was the experience last Saturday? I mean, the whole competition and, I mean, the people you were competing with and all that.
Oh, it was a great experience because almost all the people we competed with, they are all good.
Okay.
And it's always nice to have good people to compete with. It also makes you more stronger.
Right.
So it was a good experience. It wasn't easy, though, because we prepared ahead of the competition, but when we got there, it's like there were little changes and things, so we had to adjust to the changes they made, and by God's grace, we were able to come out with flying colors.
Right. So if I'm to find out from you, what would you say was unique about the whole dance sport league?
How they arranged the entire dance sport league was so amazing. It's like a football league.
Okay.
And you have to take your opponent out to meet another team, and it's nice, it's fantastic, and I think it's something that's going to stay, and Ghanaians will love it.
And so if I'm to find, since you're winners, what did you win?
We won cash prize.
Did you bring it?
No.
Where's the money?
We want cash prize and medals.
But where's the money?
The money will come.
It will come.
Yeah.
But when it comes, where you
sure,
link up?
Sure.
Can I join the group too?
You're welcome.
Wow. And so in all, if you look at everybody, what do you think made you guys win?
Okay. They didn't tell us what the judges are expecting, but when you are going for a competition, you need to be ready for everything. There are certain areas that you have to look up to and try and get that areas very clear before you go for a competition.
Okay.
So something like creativity, something like energy, something like how to use the stage, something like skills, something like wow moment. So these are some of the few things that transition. So these are some of the few things the judges expect from you, and when you are able to deliver and deliver well, you become exceptional and to definitely win you in a competition.
Right. And you guys made it, and today you are winners.
By God's
congratulations
grace.
To you.
Thank
once
you.
Again
Thank you.
Mr. Robert Clive, you may come in closely for me. So now that they have won, they are winners, so this is going to be an annual program?
Yeah, it's going to be an annual program. We're looking at whatever is happening within the space of football, so to say. Like, they have their season. We're also going to have a season that is going to be available every year where people get to work towards, and we're going to try to look for every sponsorship we can to be able to ensure we have good prize as, like, the ultimate win. And then if you are able to get to a particular level, like, say, you qualify to round 16, maybe you all win something, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We want to be able to create that so it becomes a very viable professional path for people to say, I'm a dancer, I'm dancing this professionally, I have a window of maybe 10 years or 15 years, and I want to be able to do this up to a particular point, and, you know, that kind of stuff, and have that value and earn something out of it consistently. So if we create that vehicle, we create a platform, it becomes easier for all of them to plug in. Now, this also, for as long as you want to associate, then it's easier for us to
inform dancers as well.
Okay.
That for you to participate, it's nothing like we don't need anybody with drugs or anti-doping, or you have to sign up to Fair Play. You know, all the elements that it takes to be able to have ethical dancing. We want to be able to push that. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's what it is. And for this is at a club level.
Okay.
Then we're also looking at starting the school level.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the dance sports school league as well, where we are going to go into the schools and then do that. So next year, that's the main agenda. We've started with this. They will have their own session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to have the ones for the schools. That's more for the amateur level.
Okay.
And then, we are going to run that as well.
Right.
Our partners from South Africa were like through India support and everything. So basically, I have a word from them. We're posting it very soon. So
okay.
It's been amazing so far. And we just hope to be able to push it. And so we can use this to help the dance community.
Right. Hughes, if there's one thing you like to tell a young man or a young woman out there who is probably a dancer but is asking his or herself that, where would I take this? What would I even achieve with this? What would be that one thing you want to tell them so that they at least they know that there's something ahead of them or there's something good for them in future?
Okay. I think I asked myself the same question way back and I got answers to it because I stay glued to what I'm doing in the dancing industry, and by the grace of God, myself and my team happen to be one of the best team in Ghana. So you have to be committed to what you are doing. You have to believe in yourself. You have to trust the process. And you have to avail yourself to advices. You have to get close to people who are into it before you. You seek for advice because they are in the journey of dancing. There's a point in time that you will feel down. There's a point in time that you don't even know what to do. And there are people there who have already been through that stage. So I think when you get to that stage, you seek for advice, and whatever advice they give you, you have to take it, apply it, and you will definitely get to where you are supposed to go, because you cannot do it by yourself alone. I believe Team Hughes is very strong and is winning a lot of competitions, not because I'm only talented and creative, but because I listen to advices a lot from a lot of people, from different people, because there was a point in time that I didn't know how to even lead the team anymore, because I had complications in the middle of the road, and I had people who came to me and they shared their thoughts and their experience in my position, and I think that revived me, and I became strong again, and today I'm here. So if you are a dancer and you are coming up and you don't even know what to do, try and seek for advice. Try and believe in yourself. Try and work hard. Try and find something to motivate you. You have to get something that when you are up and you are even down, you don't know what to do. You should get something that should motivate you. And you have to be prayerful, because Team Hughes and myself, we are very prayerful. Like, we pray a lot. Praying has been one of our key and our tool that has helped us to conquer a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this advice, and I wish you all the best. I know
Thank
this
you.
Is just the beginning of greater things ahead of you.
Sure.
Team Hughes Dance Crew, and they were actually the winners of Dance Sport League, and of course Robert Clark is here, literally being, I mean, sharing more light on all of this. And it looks like tomorrow you have something coming up too.
Yes. Dance means different things to different people. So again, as part of the activities we're doing in the dance festival, we're having a praise dance concert.
Okay.
It's characterized by three main things. We have the praises section, or more like praise and worship. Then we have the dance ministrations or dance performances.
Right.
And then we have the dance battle. So again, there's going to be a battle in that particular space. And it's about urban gospel culture, and the dance is actually one of that particular vibe. And so all of these things are going to happen. We have some urban gospel singers who are going to be there. We have Scott Evans, we have Kobe Sam, we have King's Kid, and Perez. So they are all going to be there. And part of this, we are going to have a conversation on how the dancers can connect with the musicians, because we've seen from previous platforms that they sort of like perform the song. Their song choice is independent of the songs being produced by these folks. So the idea is to find a way to put them together. So once they're able to work together, then the dancers will be able to pick their songs and work with them. And then by so doing, they can work hand in hand. They'll blow them up and all of that. Because they have the numbers.
Yeah.
These guys are over, how many? Over 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine if you pick one Scott Evans song and each person does a routine to it. That's like 18 people on their socials. It's going to be huge. So I have been saying that there's a wealth of opportunity with the dancers. If we can find the opportunity to work together, it's going to be very helpful. So that's one of the key things we'll discuss, about 30 minutes or 45 minutes within the space. And we have some of the, you know, urban gospel titans going to be there, so that conversation can take place. And obviously we are going to have dance ministration. Everything is happening at PIWC. Atomic. It's for free. And so yes, if you've danced for fun and you've danced to do your sport, it's now time for you to dance to worship.
Right.
Yeah, so let's come and worship.
Okay, let's go and worship. Let's dance. Let's do everything we need to do tomorrow at PWC.
PIWC.
That's PIWC.
Pentecost.
Okay.
Is it International Worship Center? I believe so, yeah.
All right. Okay, there you go. And thank you so much. Congratulations to you once again. Please, when we finish, show me how to dance. The break.
Oh, she can do something for you.
She has to teach me. When we finish, you teach me. Don't worry, I'll learn, okay? I'll learn.
She's the current big girl champion in Ghana.
I'll be the next big girl. Thank you so much for coming through this morning. And before I go, I have a few more minutes, so I just want to let our listeners know, and all of you listening right now, that you still have a chance to dial *281#. Now, that number leads you straight to a list of radio stations, which is Hits FM. We are number 5 there. Just click on that one. You move straight. Just follow the prompt. It's simple. It's easy and it's straightforward. Do this as many times as you can. And once you do it, you get the opportunity to win 500 Ghana cedis this morning here on Daybreak Hits. I bet you cannot afford to miss out on this. We are not asking you to do any work, nothing. We are just saying that just dial *281#. Follow the prompt and then you could be that lucky winner. But most importantly, you need to